With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to House Plans. Glad you're listening today. Here to take your questions, calls, comments about buying, selling, anything to do with real estate. You know, the last 3 weeks, we've had tons of callers and texters.
And you know, this week, if Angela would have hit record about 20 minutes ago, we'd be halfway through the show already.
We'd be halfway done. We just played it.
Yes.
But we're going to need some calls and comments today. It always works out best when it goes that way, doesn't it, Keith?
It does. It does. I'm multitasking this morning.
So. Keith is dressed for success.
That's right. Showing. Going to be showing some
early,
property.
Early this morning.
I mean, he's got properties all over town. If you're a seller, he's got information about your house
got,
in this folder right here.
Not but eight houses for
yeah,
sale.
Yeah,
he's got all eight
of Spartanburg a little today. That's
Sparkle City.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see what
downtown
happening.
Revitalization
up in I was through Spartanburg last week.
Yeah,
just taking a client from New Jersey.
Going to the Beacon, or
I showed him the Beacon. I sure did. Absolutely, I did. So I get off when I come from Greenville. I get off at the RMC there at the Roger Milliken Center and go downtown.
Yeah, yeah.
Take them through downtown. I always show them the Beacon.
Yeah.
Usually don't have lunch there, but I show
no,
them the
yeah,
Beacon.
Yeah, no.
Tell them
too old for the Beacon.
How to order at the Beacon.
Yeah.
How to get thrown out at the Beacon.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. You better show up with what
you better be ready.
Yes. Yeah.
Have the gun loaded or ready. Be yes. able to pull the trigger.
That's right. Exactly right.
But anyway, you know, that board of realtors is not quite as large as Greenville, but I'll be working up in Woodfin Ridge in that
okay.
Lake Bowen
yeah.
area.
Well, and for our listeners, it's separate. So when we talk about the numbers, when we I think we did it last week, you know, in May, about 1,400 sales in the Greenville MLS, that is Greenville, and it edges a little in on both sides, Anderson and Greenville. But, you know, Spartanburg, Anderson have their own MLS. Whereas if you drop down to the low country, I think all three counties, Charleston, what are they, Berkeley?
It's five.
And,
it's five.
There's five.
Right?
I think three at least, maybe five. But all of those, it's a much bigger area that's in that MLS down there. And I think the conversation was if we added all those three together, the Anderson,
right.
and then, of course, Oconee has its own too, right?
I think it's Dorchester, Charleston,
and
Berkeley. Is Allendale County part of... Is that too far
yeah.
north?
Maybe a little bit of Georgetown?
Yeah. Not Georgetown. I think it's maybe.
Yeah. But yeah. If we added the three up here together, it'd probably be about the same size market.
I think it would be a little bit larger in terms of activity,
yes.
not geography.
Right, right.
I think
right.
it's quite as large geographically.
Yep.
But I think we would do more transactions.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. And, of course, Spartanburg has its own MLS. And I think when we were talking about it, Keith, you said about a third of the activity
about a third
that
activity.
We have,
mm-hmm.
but also a very healthy market, like J.D. said.
It is.
They're in the process yep. of revitalizing their downtown.
And Anderson is part of our market, too.
Sure.
Now, the Anderson is averse in some ways of the Greenville market.
They and like it's a home that's in Spartanburg County. Is it common for, you know, when you get out there heading out Woodruff, maybe towards the Willow Creek area, I'm thinking about, you know,
right.
you get down there, you're in Spartanburg County. Or most of the time, are those homes maybe even Greer? You know, you'll run into that. Are they typically listed in both
they are.
MLSs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So.
And so up until recently, you could access the Spartanburg MLS on a search mm-hmm. from the Greenville MLS. But I think they terminated that, if I remember correctly. Maybe
and it
I'm
counts
wrong.
As a sale in both MLSs?
That's a good question. Yeah. I assume it does.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Paul Hersey works in that. In a neighborhood called Beacon Hill that's really right between the Greenville and Spartanburg. And all his listings are in both MLSs, and he does record the sale
yeah.
in both. He's in Germany right now. So they work from they're doing a river cruise and are working from the boat.
There you go.
I spoke to them this week.
If you got the internet, you're good.
It's pretty remarkable,
you can work
isn't
from
it?
Anywhere, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Yep. Well, listen, if you've got a question about buying, selling, anything to do with the real estate, do give us a shout this morning, 866-442-7553. And then, of course, if you want to hit us up on the text line, we got 71307. That's 71307. Love to hear your questions about buying, selling, anything to do with real estate. We got Chris and JD here from County Bank Mortgage and Keith Clark from the Buyer's Broker. We got some numbers. We didn't get to hit all the numbers last week, so we got some numbers from May to talk about in both markets, the upstate and the low country. And then, of course, I had a couple of things written down, JD. I talked to two folks this week that said, listen, I just can't buy. I just can't. I don't qualify. I can't buy. It's a waste of my time. And I said, here's what I want you to do. Just try. Just call. Have the free consultation.
Yeah.
Let's take a peek. And guess what happened? Both of them got qualified.
And they're out looking.
And both of them were qualified at the 170 for one of them and 150 for the other.
That's good.
And they were both like, you got to be kidding me. I said, now, you got to be comfy. But we can talk about that when we get back.
Welcome to House
We'll
plans.
See you right after the break.
That's right. You're listening to House Plans. JD and Chris from County Bank Mortgage. Keith Clark with the Buyer's Broker. We're taking your texts and phone calls today. If you've got a question or comment, give us a ring at 866-442-7553. It's the toll-free number. And, of course, the text line is open as well at 71307. Feel free to shoot us a question or comment at the text line. 71307 is the number. And we will be glad to answer your question or discuss the topic that you bring up. And, yeah, a lot of things going on, guys. I know the lot of pre-qualified buyers that are out there that I've been talking to, and the market still remains, you know, fairly hot through the summer months, which we expected, of course. And I mean, I know, Keith, you're busy today, and a lot of people moving to Greenville.
Migrating to Greenville, so, what's unusual.
Yeah. A lot of good things happening for sure. And, you know, it seems to be a variety of buyers as well. As we've talked about before, a good mix, you know, the empty nesters, the baby boomers, you got the young first-time home buyers. You know, Chris was talking during the break about a first-time home buyer that he spoke to this week, and just a lot of things going on. So,
yep. And for the first-time home buyer, they really need to get in the game and do it quickly. The market is working against you.
You know, one thing that's consistent, Keith, over the years is this question: should I wait?
Yeah.
And I mean, we've been on the air 14, 15 years, and I can tell you that is a common, consistent question: should I wait? And, you know, of course, it depends on your goals and objectives and how long you're going to be in the property and things of that nature. But it seems like every time we address that question when it comes to buying, it's buy now.
Well, there was with one exception. When we were in the downturn, there were many times we would tell people to hold what you got, both on the sell side and on the buy side. Now, you're never going to catch the bottom. You remember we would talk about that, and I guess that would have been 2009, 2010.
Once you know the bottom is
behind.
What you see, it's
the only way you'll know it is if it's behind you.
Yeah, it was back there.
Yeah,
I missed
and then it turned in June of 2011. And I think during that period of time, we gave a lot of good advice. But that's really the only time that when market conditions are
when
very
it was on
uncertain,
that downward slope.
That's right.
Yep. And we were not sure where the bottom was, you know, that's when you have to be concerned. And of course, we always have said, look, okay, if you're buying in a brand new neighborhood that's going to have 300 houses, there's only 8 in there, you need to think about what you're getting into, because if it turns in the middle of that. But I that was the question I had this week. And of course, right now, what is the concern? The concern is limited inventory, so not a lot to choose from. Prices, you know, going up, I think probably 8 to 10% over the last 3 or 4 years. And year-to-date, median price is up another 10%, which is a little concerning. And, of course, JD, you started to see the rates go up. So that affordability is moving in the wrong direction because you got all that working against you. But I also had this question three times this week. JD, you know, what is a 30-year fixed?
Yeah, there's a lot of people wanting to know, you know, hey, what's the rate, what's the rate, what's the rate? And, you know, I think the word is out. People now, you know, on the street have realized, hey, rates have gone up. You know, where it's very common now to quote 5 or 5 point something, especially when you're talking about cash out refinances and or maybe a little bit lower credit scores. But, you know, 30-year fixed, I can still remember June of 2003. And the reason, you know, got married that month. And, I mean, we were in the middle of the biggest refi boom of all time, it seemed like. And I remember rates, 30-year fixed rates were 4.75, 4.875. And, I mean, there was pandemonium in the streets. Everybody to get it as much as you could.
Give me some.
This is the best rate I've ever seen. They're never going to go lower than this, you know, that kind of thing. And, you know, I'll never forget that. And we are lower than that right now, typically, you know. So, you know, so it's all perspective, you know, when you look at it. And the rates are still very good. Maybe not where they were a year, 2 years, 3 years ago.
Sure.
But they're still really good, and there's a good. It's still a good time to act because I don't think we've hit the ceiling. It's gonna continue to rise.
Yeah, things are going to normalize. We're going to go back to when we look at the 100-year graph, you're going to see this is a
people are going to go, what in the world happened?
Your career started the 100-year graph, didn't it?
Thank you, Jeff.
You've been in it a long time, Keevers. A long
that
time.
That was Keith's first day in the office. It was day one of the 100-year
When you
draft.
Got your real estate license, what were 30-year rates?
Eight and a half, maybe nine.
When J.D. and I entered the business, well, the when we started our own company business, we had worked for somebody else. They were 8.5.
Yeah, eight and a half. Yeah.
And quite frankly, since that time, since the day we started, they have done nothing but go down until now. It's been a very long downward cycle. And so some of the talk I've heard on the streets is, well, are we going to have the same length of an up cycle? And my prediction is no, because I think you will have some type of economic event that will force the Fed to change directions. Flatten the curve and God forbid we do have a recession, but it's going to happen because it's going to happen.
I heard somewhere this week people were talking about 5% GDP. Is that? Wouldn't that be?
That'd be insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think some economists are predicting it.
Yeah. That would be interesting. And of course, now, if you get that, that could certainly have an impact on inflation, which could certainly drive rates up.
And historically, inflation works for real estate. It's good for people who own real estate.
It ain't that good for mortgages. It's good for people that buy real estate with cash.
Yes.
Which does me and JD no good.
Yeah.
Keep your cash. Yeah, if rates go that high, we'll say, look, buy you a CD at 18 and get you a mortgage at 12.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
You know, that's what we'll be preaching.
Surely it won't happen.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a big old cycle, Keith. It's going to happen. Well, listen, if you've got a question about buying, selling, anything to do with the real estate, give us a shout this morning, 866-442-7553. And then, of course, on the text line, 71307, that's 71307. We'd love to hear from you this morning. Well, JD, I was talking to you about a couple of questions that I got, and we talked about it before we went to the first break. You know, and it was two folks that I ran into, one a first-time homebuyer, and the other one going to be a second-time homebuyer. And the first time, both of them said, I just can't get there. I know the market's too tight. I know that credit is too hard, and I just don't think that I'll qualify. And in both cases, I said, well, listen, here's what you need to do is you need to try. Just give us a call. Let us do a customized mortgage solution. Let us look at it. And the funny thing about it was there was no Rubik's Cube on either one of them. They were both
very straightforward.
Pull the credit. Yeah. Here you go. How much money do you have? Oh, that's plenty. And they were both pre-approved and ready to look if they choose to do so.
I think first-time homebuyers, the biggest fear is it's like going to the dentist.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
You know, they're scared. You know, and I've got
and
a lot
should
of.
Be,
I don't know if I got cavities or not.
Right.
I'm not sure. I want to know.
I hadn't been flossing the way I should have. You know, this is not going to be fun. Let's just put it off another.
Well, you know, one of them was, I know I have the credit, but I'm not sure if I have enough money to put down. And then, of course, you know, I thought that would be a good thing for us to talk about because. You know, in today's world, you got lots of options. USDA, 100%. VA, 100%. You know, FHA, 3.5% down, but it can be a gift.
Yep.
And conventional, 3% down,
yep,
and it can be a gift. So, you know, you don't have to have any money. You got to have a relative or a friend or somebody that's going to give you money to get into the game.
And if you make less than $40,000 or so,
yep,
a family of one or two, you may be able to get some free money for your, yep, down payment.
We partake in the County Bank Cares program, which provides down payment assistance to folks that are less than 80% of the HUD median income. And it's a 4-to-1 match. So you put 1,000 in, and we give you 4,000.
Yeah.
And so you wound up with $5,000 in free money. You don't even have to pay back. And then of course, if you have a family of four, that number goes up to somewhere in the 50s.
That's correct. Yeah. If you have a family of four, I think it gets up to around 50,000 household income. So yeah, and it's $1,250. If you put $1,250 in, we'll give you $5,000. So
yep,
it gives you the $5,000.
Yeah. And then the second person that I talked to was all about credit, and those are my favorite calls because they'll tell you it's horrible, it's not
right,
any good,
right,
it's just bad, and of course when they're a friend, that makes it really hard to have that conversation.
Yep.
I pull the credit, you know what the score was? 7-11.
Yeah, not that bad.
I'm like, you're in it to win it. You're pre-qualified. Go find a house.
Yeah.
Now, that part won't be so easy, but go find a house.
Yeah.
At least get started, right?
Yeah, and so what I would tell people is J.D. made a great analogy. It is like going to the dentist. It is like looking for cavities. You're going to have the x-ray.
Yeah.
But, you know, we promise we'll numb you up before we fill the cavity.
How about the path to buy? I mean, as we've talked about this, you know, there is a path to buy.
For everyone.
And yes, the earlier you start, the better off it's going to be. So.
And it's never a matter of if. It's always a matter of when.
All right,
when can you buy?
Now, listen, we do have a text question.
We
this
do.
Is, this
First
is
one
teed
of the
up. Day. Teed up on the tee. Get your driver out and knock this one out in the middle of the fairway here. So is there a time frame on restructuring a VA loan from Bill and Greer? And this is perfect.
Yeah.
Now, I think what he's referring to is refinancing. You know, if you have a current VA loan and you want to refinance, the key is once you close on that VA loan, I've got one right now exactly like this.
It's a new rule.
It's a new rule. You've got to have 7 months from the day that you close or 6 full payments that you've made, and you cannot prepay those payments. So it's the greater of 7 months or when you make your 6th payment.
Yep. And so, then there's also language in the rule about 210 days from the original payment date. And it's I tell you what it's about. It's about folks that there are some companies out there that were making loans to veterans because their refi, their IRL loan, as we refer to it, when you're just lowering the rate and not taking any money out, is fairly easy.
Right.
No appraisal, no income. You know, you just kind of, if you're up to date, then you can do it. And so there were companies out there making veterans loans at 5%, only to come back to them 90 days later and say, how about 4.5%? And then 90 days after that, how about 4%?
Little churning.
So, they were churning. And of course, that's bad because it eats up your equity.
Sure.
It doesn't require the veteran to bring any money to the table, but it is eating up that equity, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 worth of fees.
Right,
sometimes
especially with the funding
it.
Fees and all that.
And so now they've come out with a rule that says you can do them, Ginny Mae just won't buy them. And so that means you can't do them.
Yeah.
Because,
you know. You can front the money yourself and do it all yourself.
Carry it for the 30
repay
years
you.
If you want, but we're not buying it from you. And so, J.D., you said you got one in the hopper now.
Yeah, absolutely. I got a guy who had actually used another company, closed a loan, and he had actually knew what he was, you know, trying to accomplish. He was did a no closing cost type option,
right,
paid a higher rate,
right,
and he was ready to get in. It's been about 3 or 4 months, and so I knew. I said, well, we got about 60 to 90 days before we can get started. But put him on the calendar to follow up. And I tell you, Bill and Greer, if you have a question about your specific situation, you can always email me at askjd, that's askjd, at countybankmortgage.com. We love the VA loans at County Bank.
Absolutely.
And or if you just wanted to pick up the phone and reach me during the week at 331-HOME, That's 331-4663. Would love to look at your situation and see. And, hey, listen, with the VA loan, one good thing about a VA loan we don't talk about, you can actually borrow your equity up to 100% of the value.
Yes.
And for those people carrying those troublesome credit cards, or maybe you want to do some renovations on your house, any of those kind of reasons, they will allow you to take cash out up to 100%. Which is fantastic. I mean, over and above, that's 20.
Yeah, now if you're going to do that, you are going to have an appraisal. You are going to have
absolutely.
To credit qualify. You're going to have to do that. But if you want access to cash and you're a veteran, then you can certainly get that cash. And one of the other things we talked about a couple of weeks ago that so many people miss is you can use your VA to buy a jumbo.
Yeah, you can. That's exactly right.
And you won't get 100%, but you get pretty daggum close.
Now, do you know the formula right off the top of your head?
I don't.
Either.
But it's a backwards formula where you just take your entitlement, and then you can figure out how much down payment you have to make to get in that box. But I have seen people buy a $1 million house.
Very little
about 8 to 10% down, and the VA will guarantee the rest of it. And here's the good news, JD, you get VA rates.
Yeah, which are good. Yeah,
jumbo
30-year fixed mid-fours.
Solid rates.
Anyway, listen, we're going to head into our bottom of the hour break. You're listening to House Plans, Chris and JD from County Bank Mortgage, Keith Clark with the Buyer's Broker. If you've got a question or comment, give us a ring at 866-442-7553. Text line is open, too, at 71307. Welcome back. You're listening to House Plans, JD and Chris from County Bank Mortgage, Keith Clark with the Buyer's Broker, taking your texts and phone calls today. Second half of the show, 866-442-7553 is the phone number. 71307 is the text number. And you know, Chris, I got to thinking about Bill and Greer. And,
talking about the VA.
One of the things that I think a lot of our veterans may or may not know is if you've been classified with a disability, the funding fee, which can be fairly expensive in some situations on the VA loan, is waived. So you can get 100% financing, no funding fee whatsoever.
Yeah, so people might say, well, what in the world is a funding fee? Well, it's like mortgage insurance.
The
VA charges this fee on the loan. It can be anywhere from 3.3%. down to 1.5 or a half on a refi, but they basically take that money and put it in the kitty to cover
losses
and things of that nature. But if you are disabled, you are able to get that same 100% loan without that 3.3 fee or 2.15 fee, whichever one it may be. And so that certainly makes the loan a lot more affordable, and you still get the 100%. You still get the great rate.
Yeah.
And you know, it's just a way to give back to the veterans. And those loans tend to have much better rates because they're guaranteed by the federal government.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, listen, we've got our first phone call of the show here. We've got Bob in Hartsville. Hey, Bob, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Fantastic. Thanks for calling.
My question is do you lend in Hartsville, South Carolina?
Absolutely.
Yes, we lend in South Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia, North Carolina.
And miscellaneous other states.
Yep, but absolutely. We definitely cover the entire state of South Carolina. It's funny, we got a question while we were off air about would you do a loan in Myrtle Beach, and the answer is yes.
Okay, and how did somebody get in touch with you?
Yeah, probably the easiest way, you can go three different ways. You can call us during the week at 331-HOME, H-O-M-E. That's 331-4663. That's area code 864, obviously. You can go to our website at countybankmortgage.com, and you can see all our different loan officers and whatnot at the website, countybankmortgage.com. Or if you want to just email me directly, you can email me at askjd, that's A-S-K-J-D. At countybankmortgage.com. County Bank and Mortgage are all spelled out the way they should be spelled. And any of those numbers or emails or websites, you can get a hold of us, and we would love to talk to you about your particular situation.
Yeah, if you like email, you can tell a little bit of the story, and then that way JD can have it teed up when he calls.
And there's a fourth way, too. You can go to any high-profile celebrity event, and JD will be there.
All right.
What are you thinking about doing, Bob?
Looking at a bridge loan.
Okay, oh, yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Yeah. Love to look at it.
We've got those, absolutely. We'd love to talk to you about that.
So. Multiple different ways, right? We talked about that last week.
We did, briefly, yeah. Sure did.
Yeah, so.
If you go on the website, listen.
So that's why I'm calling.
Okay, well, great. We appreciate you listening, and if you reach out to us, we'll see what we can do to help you out.
I do appreciate it.
Bob, I got a question for you before you hang up. You know any Zemps, Z-E-M-P, in Hartsville?
No, okay. I'm sorry, I don't.
No, that's fine. I had an old buddy from the Citadel from Hartsville. His last name was Zemp. Just wondering if you knew him. Yeah.
All right. So, thank you for the call, Bob. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
You know, we talked, for those listeners that don't listen every week, we were talking about a bridge loan. We ought to hit on that just a little bit. So, you know, a bridge loan can be done, like you said, Keith, many, many different ways. But if you buy before you sell and you have equity in the property that you're going to sell, a bridge loan would give you an opportunity to tie into that equity. And then, of course, you can do the other side. You could consider or might want to do a bridge on the one you're buying because you're going to get so much money out of the one you're selling
right. That
you're just going to turn around and pay it off. So you just need a short-term temporary loan on the one you're buying. And so there's plenty of different ways to go about that as well. But
yeah, and we had the question, too, that just got posted there. With VA loans, can you get 100% plus do the renovations? And the short answer is no. You can get 100% of the current value
right. On
a VA loan, but if you're getting cash back in that, you can use that money for renovations, but not over and above, maybe subject to the renovations being done.
Yeah. So if you're gonna want to do renovations, once again, that would be some type of temporary loan
right. That
you would want to do first, and then roll out of that loan into a VA later. And now you can do that. The restrictions we were talking about earlier when we were talking to Bill and Greer about the VA loan, it's not about a non-VA loan.
That's
right.
So if
you get a non-VA loan and want to pay that off with a VA, no restrictions whatsoever. But if you have a VA loan and you want to refinance that, that's when that 210 days, 7 months, have to have made 6 payments. That's when those rules come into force. So if you're looking at doing a renovation, I know, JD, oftentimes what you've done is structured them with the bank. So you'll go to the bank and say, hey, this property today is worth $200. After the renovations, it's going to be worth $300. And so we need a $250,000 loan to kind of get this thing rolling. And so we will do a one-year interest-only renovation loan that you can take draws on while you do those improvements. And then once that property is done, then you can refi it into a long-term permanent.
Right, that's exactly right. So, yes, definitely some opportunities to do that there. A little different situation with the VA, you know, as far as that goes as well. So if you've got a question or comment, we got about 20 minutes left in the show, 866-442-7553. Of course, the text line is open as well at 71307. And we don't talk about this much, and I appreciate Bob from Hartsville asking this. If you do want to catch us during the week, it is easy to call us at 331-HOME. That's 331-4663. Or you can always email at askjd@countybankmortgage.com. We don't talk about our website. We're actually, Chris, I know you've been putting a lot of hard work into our website.
Sure.
We'll be upgrading, and it'll be a lot more what I call user-friendly and just
Much better borrower experience is where we're headed, but I'm looking forward to getting it up and running because it's so much better than what we have now. But you're right, we are in the process of that. And Keith, Jenny and I earlier were talking about down payments. I know when you have an original conversation with your client, you always hit on that, right?
Yeah, it's very important to know the numbers, right? Go through the numbers, know what you can expect, know what your closing costs are going to be, at least some good faith estimate of closing costs, what your payment's going to be, and what your taxes and insurance is going to be.
Yeah, there should be no surprises
absolutely
when it comes
not.
To that.
And then you need
as
to put
you
all
down
the money
road, right?
in a briefcase in the trunk of the car and go.
Find
and JD
one.
Helps with that. So when my clients are talking to JD, he'll write a pre-approval letter and everybody in our market knows that if JD writes it, he can perform.
That's right.
And that's very important because you may be in a multiple offer situation, and with County Bank's reputation and experience, we're going to get it done.
Yeah, I heard a story recently where an agent was telling me that they got presented an offer, and the pre-approval letter was from a big box.
Yeah.
And they just said no.
Yeah.
They said,
Not going down there.
I have no idea who this loan officer is. I have no idea, to Keith's point, will they perform? I don't know what they know. I don't know what questions they ask. You got to go local. I'm not going to make you go to County Bank. I prefer you go to County Bank, but I want a local pre-approval where I can talk to somebody from somebody I know.
Hands-on.
And if you're in a multiple offer situation,
it does make a difference, right? Yeah,
I mean, it makes a big difference.
Yeah, it does. It does for sure. Well, listen, guys, we're going to head into our final break here. We're going to have one more segment, about 15 minutes long. We'd love to hear from some of our listeners out there. 866-442-7553. That is the phone number. The text line is open as well at 71307. We've had a good text question and a good phone call today. So let's see if we can maybe double those up here in the last segment of the show. You're listening to House Plans, JD and Chris from County Bank Mortgage. Here on the show today, Keith Clark with the Buyer's Broker, handling all your real estate questions. When we get back, we'll go straight to the phone lines, and of course, we'll love to talk to some of you others out there. So look forward to talking to you on the other side of the break.
Welcome back. You're listening to House Plans. Got about 13 minutes left in the show. I'm glad you could be with us today. If you've got a question about buying, selling, anything to do with the real estate, 866-442-7553. Or you can always hit us up on the text line at 71307. That's 71307. We do have another caller. Robert wants to talk about local pre-approvals. We're going to go over to Robert. Good morning, Robert. How are you?
Good morning, guys.
Hey, what's happening? Long time no speak.
when you told the made the other comment just a moment ago, you know, I'm not going to tell you you have to come to County Bank, but you know, for a local pre-approval or a pre-approval, you really need somebody you can look at. You know?
Absolutely.
I'll tell you where the confusion is. The confusion with the big box lenders is what I call the Costco effect. if I can buy 96 rolls of toilet paper for $7, I mean, there's something at Costco. So people have the Costco effect in their brain. Well, they don't realize, and this is the absolute documented truth, those super call centers for the super lenders, they assign a name to someone who actually doesn't work there, like Mrs. Twilling, okay? Mrs. Twilling. If you're rejected, your reference contact is Mrs. Twilling. So anybody that calls and says, well, I got to talk to Mrs. Twilling. Well, Mrs. Twilling is away from her desk.
Yeah, that's because she does not exist.
Yeah, that's the beauty of county. I mean, you can actually look face-to-face. Now, there's no 96 rolls of toilet paper involved. It's just the facts. Probably 24 pieces of paper, you're good to go. And people don't realize that Mrs. Twilling will never be there. You guys are there day and night. You're available. You're personally available. Your business-wise available. You can't ask for no more than that.
I got one this week.
Local approval.
I got one that this week just like that, Robert. Some guy called and couldn't get somebody on the phone, and so my staff know, well, transfer them to me. I take all comers. And he said, well, what do you do there, after we got finished talking? And I said, well, I'm the operations manager. And he said, I can't believe you answered the phone. And I said, I always answer the phone unless I'm on the other line. And so it was a great conversation. And I said, hey, not only that, here's my number. If you ever need anything, just call me. I'll help you. But I appreciate your endorsement, Robert. Thank you very much.
You know, a lot of people don't realize, about 2 months ago, I just stopped and stuck my head in the door and said, hey, to you guys. You came out of your office, spoke to me. Hey, how's it going? You know, you buy 40 houses or whatever. But I love you guys. Keep up the good work.
All right. Thank you, Robert. We appreciate it. Uh-huh. All right. Well, listen, we have another caller. We're going to go over to Robert in Spartanburg. He wants to talk a little bit about multiple offers. Good morning, Robert.
Hey, good morning, guys. I hope you're doing well.
Oh, we're doing fantastic. Great. Talk to us a little bit about multiple offers.
Well, the situation is that I have a client that she placed an offer on a house. There's two more coming up. The house is already as high as and best, and it's already over asking price. Now, according to the comps, it's not worth that much. What if, when it gets accepted, then the appraisal comes down below the offer price? How do you handle that one?
Keith, let's let you take that first. So let's say that you know you're in a multiple offer situation and you're going to have to offer more than purchase price, but you're not sure the comps are there. What's the advice to the client before they make the offer?
Well, if you can't, my first question always to my client is, can we replace the house? I actually start that conversation with, I would pass.
So if we don't get this house,
my objective is to pass.
Okay.
Can I replace this house? Will the inventory let me replace this house? If it won't, what am I willing to pay above asking price? Okay. So you don't think the appraisal is going to come in, and then it is determined by how the contract is written. So if the contract is written contingent upon an appraisal,
which is highly recommended,
that's right, greater than or equal to sales price, then it would be subject to negotiation. Now, technically, what happens is the seller has the unilateral right to reduce the sales price to the appraised price.
Right.
Okay, I think the language in the contract allows them to do that on their own. I recently had something similar to happen, and we used the contract language and let them and sent it to them, and they accepted the appraised price.
Yeah, so
which is substantially different. But
so on the loan side of things, Robert, what happens is when we get into that situation, you really have two things, and I'll talk about one. I'll let JD talk about the other. So let's say the appraisal comes in. Say you've got a contract out there at 250, appraisal comes in at 238. There's going to be two things that's going on. Most of the – what will often happen is the seller and their agent will want to appeal that appraisal, which is where I get involved. And the first thing I say to them is, provide me comps that support a different number, and we'll take a look at them. But on the other side of the thing, JD, you'd be dealing with the borrower, and what you'd be talking about is what Keith's talking about. Is the seller going to lower, or are you going to pony up the cash?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Because you can do it, right?
And sometimes it depends on the situation. You know, are they putting half down, or you know, is this the house that they want?
It's a 50% LTV.
Right,
doesn't
probably matter.
Probably not a big
deal. Doesn't affect anything. Yeah, it just depends on the situation, but it's definitely a conversation we'd be having.
And on the real estate side, you want to take a look at the data. You want to find out how long, for example, if a client's going to be in a home only 3 years, let's say it's a short-term corporate assignment, I certainly wouldn't want them to overpay. We would just pass. Now, if you're going to be in the house 10 years, you're going to catch up. The market's going to catch up to the price you paid for the house, and it might do it in the short term.
Well,
so there's a lot of factors in terms of.
And what you said earlier, Keith, is can I find a house like this house to replace this house? Now, what we have had, Robert, is we've had both of those situations. We've had a borrower say to JD, well, it was a family member of JD's that said, I don't care.
That's right.
I want this house in this neighborhood on this street, and I'm going to pony up the extra $8,000, and I'm just not going to worry about it. And then we've also had a situation where a combination where the agent on the other side has said, whoa, y'all missed these comps. The appraiser did, and I will present those. We will appeal, and we will get it worked out, or we will get closer.
Yeah, that's right.
And then, of course, JD, you've had the other happen where the seller says, okay, twist my arm, I give.
Let's just go to appraise value, and then we'll move on down the road.
And it kind of depends on what kind of loan you're doing, too, right? On a government loan, it seems like you are more likely to have the purchase price lowered because those folks sometimes don't have the assets to put into the deal.
Yeah, that's right.
And getting them to change the appraisal, that's a – that's a whole body of knowledge, right?
I mean, if you start talking about appeal and appraisals and all that, that's a whole another
plus timing,
can of worms.
It takes some days.
Yeah. It's going to take me 4 or 5. It depends on what the listing agent's backup is. You know, if I call the listing agent and the listing agent, I say, well, tell me how you develop the pricing strategy on this property. And they say, well, I put it on the market for what the seller wanted. And I say, well, what comps do you have to support it? And they say none. I know I'm wasting my time.
Right.
Because before I do that to determine value, so I kind of know where I'm hitting it from. But I have had situations where there was some room because the appraiser may have missed something or didn't make a time adjustment that would be important. And so sometimes we're successful in doing appeals, but it's all based on data. And if the borrower is going to pony up, it's all based on cash.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, do they have the cash to bring to the table? Because the lender's loan to value is going to be based on the lower of the selling price or the appraisal, and that's all we can do.
I understood. Yeah. In my case, it is a conventional with a 20% down.
Yep.
And no closing costs.
Yeah, and so how far are you off?
About 8,000.
Yeah. Okay. So here's a solution to that. If you can't appeal it and make it work, they won't lower the price. You just do an 85% loan, put a little MI on there, and roll on.
That's the old JD trick.
And I'll tell you from the real estate side, Robert, from my perspective, always making an offer, the right offer, and anticipating a cut appraisal so that there are no surprises for my client.
Yeah, so your client knows up front it could be coming.
So we don't mind overpaying in certain circumstances, but you don't want it to be a surprise to them. You want to say, look, this is my opinion of value of this property. There's a good chance it won't appraise. I don't know how long it'll take us to. I recently overpaid $8,000. There were 14 offers. Okay? 14 offers.
Right.
14 offers. Mine was all cash. It was $188.5 I think the asking price was $174, and we paid $188.5.
Right.
All cash, closed in 14 days.
Yeah.
And we secured the contract. Now, the appraisal came in just a tad less than that. But the key to it was I might have to search a full year
to find
before
I have
another opportunity. And guess what? Prices are going to be 6 or 7% higher.
Right.
I'm going to be in the same situation. I'm going to be in the same situation where I'm competing, and I still might to pay. So there you're talking about an increase to my client of $20,000, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So the prices are going to go up 8%.
Sure.
I got to pay another 10 above that to secure the contract. So it makes sense to overpay.
Sure.
Right?
Absolutely.
So you really have to – every circumstance is different. And a good buyer's agent knows how to navigate
that. Yeah, and Robert, if you want to talk to JD about how he would structure that – you know, just to kind of make it work out with the MI, just shoot him an email at askjd@countybankmortgage.com, and he can give you an example of how we would solve that problem.
I sure will. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks have Robert. A great weekend. We do have one more text question, JD.
Yep. Is now a good time to refinance? Interest rates seem high. I have a 4.25 currently. That's a great rate right now, but it doesn't answer all the questions because my second question would be, what type of loan are you in now?
Yeah.
Do you have private mortgage insurance? What are your goals and objectives? What kind of term are you on?
Do you need money?
Yeah, do you need cash? Is it just a rate and term refinance? So anybody that is thinking about refinancing, the easiest thing to do is shoot me an email at askjd@countybankmortgage.com. The 4.25 is a good rate, but there's a few more questions I would want to ask
An FHA loan with MI on it,
it's on there
your
forever.
Your effective rate that you're paying would be higher than that.
Yeah, that's right. So anyway, just shoot me an email at askjd@countybankmortgage.com. I'll be glad to look at your situation, confirm you have a good deal, or tell you, hey, here's how I would structure it to better your situation. Thanks for listening to House Plans. We'll be back next week.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Parts.